Log Talk Radio.
If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up. Hallelujah, God. We thank you on this night, God. We praise you. We magnify and glorify your holy name because you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just give him some praise on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We magnify, we glorify, we lift you up. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place. And God, we need you more and more and more each second of the day. God, we thank you right now for the night. God, we thank you right now, God, for this day, the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you're going to do in our lives. God, we just thank you right now for orchestrating this day, God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us and keeping us. We thank you, Lord God, for all, God, that you've done. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just give him some praise. Hallelujah. Let's just worship him. Take some time right now to just give him all the praise, all the glory, all the honor that is due to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just praise him. Hallelujah. Let's get breakthroughs on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We need breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Someone needs to be healed on tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody needs a financial blessing on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Someone needs their mind to be regulated, their heart to be fixed and regulated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We know that God does all things. Hallelujah. He's able and not just able. He's willing to do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 There's a song that says that he's a way maker, a miracle worker. Hallelujah. A promise keeper. Hallelujah. He keeps his promises. Never lets you down. He's a God that will not lie. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for being God and God all alone. There's no other God like him. I don't care who tries to serve what. There's but one God. One God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can move mountains. Hallelujah. Your stumbling blocks. He'll put your enemies on your feet and make them your footstools. Glory to God. Why wouldn't we serve him? Why wouldn't we serve him? Thank you, Jesus. Why wouldn't we serve him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I got something to praise him about. Hallelujah. I got something to praise him for. I have a reason to praise God on tonight. I don't know about you, but I have a reason to praise God on tonight. My day has been hectic from the beginning to the end. Not even to the end because it's over. My day is a glorious day, a beautiful day, an awesome day. Hallelujah. Because my God says so. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, and I don't know what you come to do. Hallelujah. But I've come to praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know what you come to do, but I've come to praise on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything might be peachy keen with you. Everything, all your bills are paid. You feel it perfect. Hallelujah. You don't have a care in the world. Everything is just great. All because of God. Or you may have some bills that's due. You may not be feeling the best in your body. You might be feeling certain ways. But God, hallelujah. I know a God that'll make your crooked path straight. I know a God who is a way maker. I know a God who is able to do all things. I know a God who loves me so much that he never, ever, ever takes his hands off of me. I know a God that when I feel like I'm about to just go over the cliff, he'll pull me by my collar and say, oh, no, daughter, not today. I have something for you to do. How many know that God has work for you, that you're here for a purpose. You're here for a reason. How many know that God loves you so much? Hallelujah. That he'll do it right on time. May not be when you want it, but he's going to always do it on time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love him. I love him. I love him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The song said, fill me up. Fill me up. God, I want you to fill me up until I overflow. Fill me with your word. Fill me with wisdom. Fill me with knowledge, God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so much, Lord God, that I just overflow, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I know you would do it, God. I know you would do it, God. I know that you're working it out for me. I know that you're just doing great things in my life, God. I know, God, hallelujah, that you're my Savior, and you saved me from my mess. God, I know what you did for me. I know that you healed me, God, from so many things. And I just thank you. I thank you, Lord God. Every time I took you for granted, God, I ask for forgiveness, Lord God. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hallelujah. Isn't he good? Doesn't it just feel so good to know that you have someone who will never leave you nor forsake you? Doesn't it feel good just to know that God has you at all times? Doesn't it feel good to know that he'll heal your body when the doctor said that it's the end for you? Don't you know, hallelujah, that he is here for us, glory to God, at all times? Even when we turn our backs on him, he's still there making a way, doing things that, hallelujah, that no man can do for you? Why do we sit down on him? Why do we not praise him? Why do we always put other things in front of him? Didn't he wake you up this morning? Hallelujah. Didn't he do it? You didn't do it. God did it. If you think you got out that bed by yourself, you have another thought coming. It wasn't you. All God. He opened your eyes. He moved the body. I thank you, Lord God. I just want you to fill me up, Lord God. Fill me up, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for tonight. We thank God that tonight is going to be an awesome night because, God, you made it just for us. We thank you, Lord God, because you're going to work miracles. Hallelujah. Blessings. If you just pull them on down and receive them, they're coming. Hallelujah. Just pull them down. Matter of fact, right now, just start taking your hands and just pulling your blessings down. Hallelujah. Pull them on down. Pull them on down. Hallelujah. We are children of a king. Why should we want? Why do we want? You have to know who you are and who you belong to. Whose you are. You need to get your identity checked and know who you belong to. Check yourself. We need to know who the master is. And we need to serve him like never before. People, it's time right now to stop playing church. It's time to just give him the praise and to glorify him and just continue to just worship. Worship is what's missing. We can ask, we can talk, we can, you know, babble. But what about just laying on your face and worshiping him? Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, Have you ever just taken a day where you didn't ask for anything, but you just thanked him for all that he's done? Have you just taken the time to just reverence him and just love on him and let him love back on you? Ha! Glory to God. Did you ever just take a day and say, you know what? It's not even about me. It's all about you, God. None of me, all of you. Just taking some time to show him how much you love him, how much you appreciate. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, you're worthy. You're so, so, so good, God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. I don't know about you, but I love God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You know, you can just say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah and get a breakthrough. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Somebody is going through something, and it's not just me, hallelujah. Somebody needs a breakthrough on tonight. Somebody needs something from God on tonight. You know what it is. Whatever it is that you need from God, let's make it personal on tonight. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you need from God, let's make it personal on tonight. Let's get it. Don't leave here tonight still needing the same thing you needed when you got on this line. Because he's able and he's willing. He's ready. He's waiting on you. He is waiting on you. Oh, my God. Why not surrender tonight, whatever it is? If your heart's heavy, surrender it tonight. Financial, surrender it tonight. Surrender those bills. Hallelujah. Your children not acting right. Surrender those children. Your husband not acting right. Surrender your husband. Your wife acting crazy. Surrender your wife. Hallelujah. Your body racking in pain. Surrender that body. Doesn't belong to you anyway. To God. Hallelujah. Give it all to him. All of it. You worry? Why? You're sinning when you worry. That means you're telling God, hey, you can't fix this for me. But I know a God, hallelujah, can fix it, that will fix it. Hallelujah. I've seen it happen. I've seen something needing to happen, prayer, and it happened immediately. Seen it happen. Needed something to happen right then and there, something that wasn't happening. I needed it to happen. Started praying. It happened right then and there. Nobody but God. Not telling you something I heard. I'm telling you something I know. We care about everything in the world. We care about this. We care about that. Cast your cares on him. You can't fix it. Your mama can't fix it. Your father can't fix it. Your husband can't fix it. Your boss can't fix it. The paycheck can't fix it. But God can fix it all. If only you give it to him. Give it all to him. I don't know how I got this way. I wanted to talk about filling me up. Hallelujah. I guess he's filling me up right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Talking to Maria right now. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are who you are in my life. Hallelujah. You ever needed a friend or someone to talk to and you just couldn't reach anybody? If you just needed a friend or you were going through something, or, you know, and you just needed someone, you were feeling lonely and you just needed someone. You ever thought of just talking to God? He is your friend, and you could talk to him just like you talk to your friend. Hey, God. Hey, Daddy. Hey, Yeshua. And you can have a full conversation with him. It doesn't always have to be, oh, God, I need you, Lord Jesus. I need this. No. Hey, God. Hey, Daddy. How are you today? I thank you, Lord God, for waking me up. I thank you, Lord God, that I'm able to come in your presence right now. And, you know, I have some things on my heart. I have some things on my mind. I just need to talk to you. Simple conversation. You know, I'm going through this right now, and I feel this way, and I feel that way. But, hey, you know, what should I do? And then just sit there and listen. They'll give you the answer. And, yeah, and by the way, Daddy, you know, this is, you know, how I feel about this. What do you think about it? What do you think I should do about it? How should I handle this? So-and-so did something to me today, and I feel like I should have just cursed them out. But, you know, God, I know there's a better way to handle things. What should I do, God? How do I handle that person? How do I handle that situation? What would you want me to do, God? And then sit there and be still. Someone told me today to be still. Wait on the Lord. Because when we're still and we wait on him, and then we don't act out of ourselves, but we act in accordance to what God has and the plan that he has for our lives and the direction that he has us to go on. See, we can't go wrong when we do it God's way. But when I do it Maria's way, I screw it up. When I start acting out of emotions, and when I just start acting out of anger or just start acting out, then it's all about Maria. And then I shut God out. But then God is still waiting right there, waiting for me. No matter what or how I shut him out, God is waiting on me because he's like, daughter, I got you. I'm just waiting on you to get out of the way so I can do this, so I can fix this. I already know what you need. I already know how I'm going to solve the problem. Move out my way, Maria. And let me do this. You're messing it up. You're messing it worse. Move, girl. Move. I got you. I've always had you. I've never let you go. And I've never let you down. Always had you. I just need you to trust me. You said you gave it to me. Whoa. When did you take it? Why did you take it back? Why did you take it back? I already worked it out. Oh, because you didn't see it happening when you wanted to happen. Okay, that's why you took it back out of my hands. But now what type of results are you getting? Are you happy with these results? Oh, it's messing up. Why? Because you took it out of my hands. You want to give it back to me now? Okay. I'll take it back. Now step aside, Maria, and let me work. Let me show you what I do. Let me show you the great results. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I hear you, God. I hear you, God. I hear you. That was my dialogue with God right now, and he's speaking to me right now. Hallelujah. I don't know your story, and you may not know mine. I don't need to know your story, and you don't need to know mine. When it's time for the stories to come out, they will. But just know, the same dialogue that I just had with God, you can have it too. He wants all of us. All of us. Not half of us. Because if you're going to be on that fence, then just go to hell. The right way. Just have a good time and just part. Just have a great time and just don't go to hell half-stepping if you want to go to hell. But if you want to serve God and go to heaven and continue to be with our Lord and Savior, then give him all of you. Get off that fence. Don't straddle. That lukewarm, it's not acceptable. He wants all of us. Just like you want all of your bills paid, or just like you want all of that relationship to be great. He wants all of us. It's time to stop playing with God. It's time to stop putting things before him. Lord, I repent for every time I put anything before you. My home, my cars, my husband, my children. Because we start making people and things idols. God is a jealous God. You better know it. And he would tear it down. Just to get your attention. I don't have a subject for you tonight. But I do know, and I guess I would say, you know, God wants all of us. I thank you, God. Who's willing to just surrender all and just give God all? All of you, your will, God. I want God's will to be done. Not Maria's will, but God's will. And I think I've had it twisted. I think, you know, at one time I thought it was my will. But it's God's will. My God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. Not sure if I'm helping anybody but me tonight. So if I'm being selfish, please forgive me. God, you had to talk to me, hallelujah, to work some things out in my life. Do it, God. Do it. You do it. Hallelujah. 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 If you have an area in your body that's hurting, touch it and say, God, do it. You have some things going on in your head that's just racing. You don't know how it's going to get done. God, do it. Hallelujah. Your business, you need your business to prosper. God, you do it. You need some things to happen in a relationship. God, you do it. My God. You can't sleep at night. God, do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your children not acting right, God, do it. Glory to God, hallelujah. God, you do it. God, you increase, I will decrease. Hallelujah, Jesus. All of you, none of me. I can't do it. I cannot do it, y'all. So, God, tonight I take it out of my hands and put it all into yours. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I surrender everything that I have, everything that I am, everything that I need, God, I surrender and give it all to you, Father. Should have never taken it out of your hands in the first place. I can't solve these things, God. Only you can. So right now, Lord God, I give you everything. I give you my business, Lord God. I give you my home, Lord God. I give you the cars, God. I give you my bank accounts, Lord God. I give you my husband, Lord God. I give you my children, Jesus. I give you my health, Lord God. I give you everything that I have because you gave it to me in the first place. So, God, I ask you right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for each and every person that's on this line that is in need of something from you, Lord God, you do it. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Hallelujah. You do it, God, like you do. Glory to God. You need to rest at night and you got things going on in your head, God, do it. Your heart is broken, God, fix it. You do it. Hallelujah. You need strength on some things, God, you do it. You confused, God, do it. Because he's not the author of confusion anyway. You need business deals to close? God, do it right now in the name of Jesus. And he's a right now God. God is a right now God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why is it that we want, and in need and just poverty stricken and always, why is it when we say we are children of God? When our Father, which art in heaven, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 41:10, it says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God said in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God is telling you his word. What he'll do for you. Psalms 27:5, for in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. God is telling me. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Come on, y'all. I serve a mighty God. Psalms 28:7 said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. God helps me. He has plans for me. He's not going to harm me. He's going to prosper me. I don't need to fear because he's going to strengthen and help me. Romans 12:12, rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. Oh, glory to God. Keep on praying. Because guess what? God is going to do it. Proverbs 3:5-6, do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. My God, my God, why are we lost? Why is it that we don't know what to do? Pick up the word and find out what it is that God needs, what God wants, and what you need, and see where you need to go to get it. It's all in the word. In Exodus 33:14, the Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Why can't we rest when God is telling me he will give it to us? God said, I will give you rest. And you're still restless? That's because we're not going to the Father. We're not giving it to him. He's going to do it. He said, I'll do it. He said, I'll prosper you. He said, hallelujah. He's your strength and your shield. All you got to do is let your heart trust in him. He'll help you. All you got to do is be patient and keep on praying. Stop depending on your own understanding and just seek his will. He'll show you the path. He's telling you what he'll do. Stop fearing because I'm with you, says the Lord. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 43:2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Who else can do this but God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 31:8. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Okay. How much more do you need? Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. God's got you. He's already gone ahead of you to work it out before you even get there. He said he's not going to leave me. He is not going to abandon Maria. And he said, I will not fail. Thank you, Jesus. No, regardless of what you're facing, God is walking with us, holding your hand. He's personally taking your hand and walking with you. All you need to do is trust in him, believe in him. He will not fail. He will not fail. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to turn over to Pastor Flint. Pastor Flint, your mic is open.
Praise God. Give me one. Y'all need to just praise God with the Pastor Flint, man. She just went all the way in. And grateful just to hear the growth. I'm so grateful to hear how she's growing in God. I'm so grateful how she's just beginning to pour out in the Lord. And I'm excited right now of the grace of God and the mercy of God and the love of God. They say, okay, do you want to worship him? And we're saying, man, Lord, I just worship. She's just saying, hey, everybody know how to praise and dance and sing their song. But when you get in the place of obeying him and serving him and saying, Lord, I worship you, here's the point when you begin to trust him with faith. When faith come in and say, for all I take him, for all I trust him. You know, we were talking about it earlier today, how people can, Bishop Boswell, he was just saying, you know, how some people have to see it to believe it. You know, we just faithed it. You know, we get to a place where we've grown with God and matured with God, where we faithed it. You know, we faithed that thing into existence, to the manifestation of what it is. And
And when you begin to see how she said she's just going to worship, she said, you try to fix it. The husband try to fix it. The wife try to fix it. The son and daughter, everybody trying to fix it. Mom and dad trying to fix it. But it can't be fixed unless God fixes it. It said, unless God is the builder, then the labor is in vain. So we labor in vain trying to fix something that only God can fix, trying to do something that only God can do. You know, we're saying what only God says, move only how God moves. You know, we labor in vain. So let's begin to not labor in vain any longer, but begin to trust God. Trust God and take him at his word. Trust God and take him at his very thoughts. If he said it, if he gets you through it, he'll definitely get you through it. That's God. Begin to trust God at that. Begin to trust God at that. Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Begin to take all these different thoughts that we think so much of, how big your Goliath is. Sometimes we focus on the Goliath more than we focus on our God. We focus on Goliath way more than we focus on how big our God is. And then here's the thing. How about a thought like this? If God will bring a Goliath in your life, he must think there's a David in you somewhere. So let the David in you begin to come out. You're a warrior. Begin to let your war cry come out. And then I began to study some things today. Just on people after the Civil War. I was coming home from Nevada on the plane. First of all, let me give you a testimony. I come home from Nevada on the plane, and we're about 30 minutes out, 30, 40 minutes out there. And we came to an area of turbulence, and it was terrible. You know, it was really bad. Just I heard, and I say, Holy Spirit, take over the turbulence. Holy Spirit, take over the turbulence. Less than 60 seconds, we moved, and it was no more turbulence. That's because if you got somebody who knows God, can speak God, and he said, the Holy Spirit, he said, I'm going to send you a helper. You won't be helpless. So I said, Holy Spirit, you my helper. Take over the turbulence. I mean, you know, he did just that. So I begin to tell you, you can speak a word. You can speak a thing. You can declare a thing. When David was in Ziklag, and all their family members was leaving, I do, God. Should I pursue? God said, pursue, attack, recover all. And that's what I'm telling you tonight, man. Pursue and recover all. So, all to thee. But then get in the place where she just said, come to a surrender, where we can say, all to thee, my gracious Savior. I surrender all. When we begin to surrender all, then guess what God do? I begin to give it back. That's all God wants you to give him so he can give it back. He said, I perfect that which concerns you. He can't perfect it until you give it back to him. Until you give it to him, he can't even perfect it. So, God, I give this to you. I give myself away. I give you my life. I give you my plans. I give you my purpose. I give you my destiny. I give you my design. And then once you give it totally to him, then get what he say. I'm going to give it back to you. But I'm going to give it back to you after I perfect, after I put my touch on it, after I put my finishing touch on it. Here's the gift that you gave me, and here's the gift I'm giving to you. He enhances the gift. Man, we serve a God that's more than able. You know that? We serve an awesome, mighty, magnificent, wonderful, wonderful God. You guys should get excited right now. You should, that right there should preach right now. That right there should have you excited. If nothing else have you excited, that should have you excited right now that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think according to the power that works in you. That should preach to you right now that I serve a God that is able. You know, sometimes, and then we was on the plane before, and, you know, I've been on planes a lot, but I used to didn't like to be on planes. But I was on a plane before, man, and it was a Jewish guy and it was a Hindu guy. And they talk about their God. Their God's a stone, the Buddhas and all that stuff. But, you know, when you look at it, you're like, man, your God can't talk to you. But we got a God that can talk. My God talk. He said, do your God talk? I said, man, every time I open up these scriptures, my God talk to me. And now, even though I know the plan that came with this, with the Biblical Institute, with the Vatican, I know the role that they played. I know the role they played with the Nicene Council. I know the role they played with all these different 5,000 denominations that make us holy gangbang. All this different stuff, and you know, but you know once you begin to get with God, it ain't about a feeling no more. It's about a know. So I know that I know that he's real. My mom used to sing a song, he's real, real in my soul today. He has washed all of my sins away. He said, Jesus, love just bubbles over. His love just bubbles over in my soul. So when you realize that he's real, you're like, he's real. He's real in my soul today. He has washed all of my sins away. Jesus' love just bubbles over in my soul. How many know what it means to have his love just bubble over in your soul? It just bubble over. He said, David said, "Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over." And then you look at Elijah and the Shunammite woman, and he said, "Get all the vessels you got," and they kept filling them up with oil. And at that point, until all the vessels was empty. So when God said, "Man, present yourself to me as a living sacrifice, present yourself as an empty vessel, and let me fill you. Let me fill you with the Holy Spirit. Let me fill you to overflow." She knows something I'm gonna fill me up, and I don't know how God puts me back in there, but I hear the Spirit say, "Let me fill you to overflow. Let me get all that other stuff out of you." And he's talking to me, "George, I gotta get everything out. I gotta get all that's not me out of you. And then fill you with me. Because the work that I have set aside for you, the work that I have set you aside for and set you apart for, which sanctified me." We always say Holy Ghost filled, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. Sanctified means set apart. Sanctified means separate. So if I separated you from worldly lust and worldly desires, if I separated you for such a time as this, then I got to get some stuff out of you. So now I got to get you emptied out so I can fill you up. And that's what God's saying tonight. I need to get you emptied out. I got to empty you out so I can fill you up. So all that nonsense that's in you, go ahead and get it out you, because I got to get that all out of it. I'm going to actually just begin to take my vacuum, my Holy Spirit vacuum, and just begin to suck all the nonsense out of you, and I'm going to fill you up with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to fill you up with the Holy Spirit so that you will be a walking, talking, Holy Spirit-inspired vessel. How many of you want to just be the one that just communicate with the Heavenly Father all the time, that you guys... I mean, your fellowship is just so awesome that he want to feel the same way he felt about Enoch. Like, I can't help but have Maria out of my presence. I can't help but have Rosa and Wanda and George out of my presence, Teddy out of my presence. Because bring them to me, I can't stand them to be out of my presence. Or even when he fellowship with Adam in the cool of the day. You know, sometimes we gotta watch even the temptations. We gotta watch our serpent use to make us doubt, to make us wonder, to make us picture and imagine. You know, Eve, when the serpent approached Eve and told her that God, you know, God don't want you to know that if you eat that tree, you're going to be just like him if you touch it. And then she began to ponder and think about what it was like to be like him, not knowing that she was already made in his image. Sometimes we begin to just sit and ponder and wonder how, you know, and then we find ourselves in danger. But God said, even in danger, my children, I make a way of escape for you. So look for the exit sign tonight. Look for the exit sign. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. And here we're going to end it with you. And then after that, we're going to do what we always do. First of all, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, God, for yourself. Thank you, God, for sanctifying us and filling us with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for delivering us from ourselves and our wrong thought patterns and wrong mindsets. Thank you, Father, for loving us enough, God, when we ain't love ourselves enough. Oh, Father, we just begin to praise your name. She said in the beginning, "I don't know what you come to do. I come to praise the Lord. I come to thank him. I come to say, Lord, I need you. Oh, I need thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee." And he said, "Bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I come to thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee." Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I come to thee. I come to thee. How many need him tonight? If you truly need him tonight, begin to make your petition known. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Well, how much do you need him? When do you need him? And he said, every hour I need thee. Then God said, how do you need me? And I'm telling you tonight, we're going to end it with a like never. God said, Lord, I need you like never before. Have you ever had a like never before prayers or like never before thought like, God, I want to serve you like never before. Father, I want to worship you like never before. I want my life to resemble you like never before. God, I want as I walk, people say, that's a child of God. I want the walk to be like never before. I want my conversation to be like never before. God, everything about me, I want it to encompass like never before praise, or like never before worship, or like never before walk, or like never before talk, like never before service. I want to serve, God. I want to serve your people, God, like never before. And that is like never before, God. I surrender my life like never before, God. I surrender my tongue like never before, God. I give you my eyes, God, like never before, my arms, my hands. You said it's better for a man to go into the kingdom of God blind than go to hell with both eyes. God, I pluck these eyes out if that's what it takes, Father, like never before. And you said it's better to go in maimed. What does that mean, my leg or my arm or whatever it is? It's him. And all that you desire to me, they're being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit like never before. I need a like never before right now. Like never before. Like never before. Like never before. Tonight I know we kept saying we got to get a greater as he that's in me. A greater as he. But I'm telling you, you need a like never before. Lord, I want to serve you like never before. Lord, I want to, I give you my life like never before. I give myself away like never before. I come to a place of surrender, Lord God, like never before. I yield myself as a broken vessel, a yielded vessel. Like never before. Saying, use me. Utilize me for your glory. So I'm saying, for your glory, I would do anything. God, I would do anything like never before, God. I got a like never before on my tongue. A like never before in my heart. A like never before in my spirit. That's what I'm saying right now. Like never before. Like never before. Like never before. Like never before. Have your way. Father, like never before. We just thank you. We just praise you and worship you and magnify your name. Father, we glorify your name. Father, we honor your name. Father, we thank you for this night, God, that the brokenness, God, and the brokenness in the spirit and the brokenness in words, God, the brokenness in deeds, God, the brokenness in actions, the brokenness, God, in our mind, God. God, we surrender our mind. You said, do not be conformed, but be ye transformed. So we say, God, word informs, God, but you transform us right now, God, like never before. Transform us, God, like never before. Blood wash us, God, like never before. David said, wash me with hyssop. He said, give me a clean heart, God, like never before. Renew a right spirit within me like never before. Don't let me miss the rest, God, and like they did in the day of provocation where you said they can enter into your rest. I want to enter into your rest, Father. Father, I want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into my rest like never before. Well done, like never before. I want a well done. I want to begin to serve you, God, with a well done, Father. I surrender, God. I give myself to you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We come to that place called death, and we look at all these different thoughts. And like you said in Jeremiah 29:11, you send thoughts to us of peace, God, and not of evil, God. Even in 1 Chronicles 14, I pray to Jabez, bro, over everyone on the sound of my voice, like, oh, that thou would bless us indeed, enlarge our territory, and keep evil from us, Father, like never before. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ, most holy and righteous name we pray. From this point on now, I've handed over to anyone who says they want to add to, you know, how we go. I need testimonies. I gave you my testimony. It was awesome. I went to do business, and I faced some opposition. But guess what? I got a like never before God. I got a like never before Daddy. And he said, though they come up, at 10, they're going to flee in 7 different ways. They may come up in all kind of ways, but they're going to flee. He said, not only that, he said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And he said, guess what? If I be for you, who can be against you? And if you find favor with me, man got to give you favor. And that's what I'm trying to say. I command that you begin to, you know, boldly come before the throne room of grace. And hear what I'm going to do right now. I approach like never before portion of favor over everyone on the sound of my voice. Favor. It's now. Now, he said, I'm doing a new thing. You can't see it, but it's springing forth right now. Now. Now faith is. Now. You got now and you got like never before. Like never before and now. Now and like never before. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. We thank you, Heavenly Holy Spirit. We thank you, Big Brother Yeshua. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Now, everybody want to add and take away. You press 1. We recognize you. Your mic will be open. We love you, and nothing you can do about it.
Praise God. Praise God. What a mighty, 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 what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you. Right now we're going to open up the mic. So we have the last four digits, 7347.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, my master. Oh, I praise your holy name, Lord God. I give it to you, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God. I just praise your holy name, Lord God. Thank you for loving me, Lord God, in spite of me. Oh, I love you, Lord. I praise your holy name, Lord. I empty me out, Lord God. I'm just an empty vessel, Lord God. Please fill me up, Lord God. I need to trust you more, Lord God. I need to give it to you, Lord God, and not pick it back up, Lord God. I thank you for loving me in spite of me, Lord God. Thank you, my Jesus. Thank you, my Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise your holy name, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Praise your holy name, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me and spite of me, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Oh, I thank you. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, my master. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's bigger than me, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I praise you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God. The praise, that's it. The praise is what we do. Hallelujah. The praise. When praises go up, blessings come down. Get your blessings. Stop sitting down on them. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 1700, your mic is open.
God bless you, Pastor and Evangelist. This is I'm going to be Teddy Boswell tonight and Teacher Boswell. I just wanted to say that I really, really honestly just enjoy the service tonight. Pastor George, I'm listening to the word of God, and it seemed that the Lord spoke to me and told me, when you guys first got saved, y'all were so humble and so into your word. Now that you have grown, and we've gotten all these positions and these titles, now it seemed that the more we gain through accolades, the farther away it seemed we've grown from God. We're not humble like we used to be. We don't yield ourselves like we used to. So tonight, instead of being Bishop Boswell, I just want to be Brother Teddy tonight and ask God to strip me, God, back to a place when we were humble and the word of God could penetrate. We're living in a day now where people, they don't have faith anymore to what we can see. Now, those of us that are believers, we're going to have to lift our brothers and sisters up. We're going to have to lift the world up. We got to pray for our president. We got to pray for all these people that are being released out of jail that have not served their terms, but yet we have innocent people that won't nobody come to their rescue. We got to pray. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble, let's humble ourselves, pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and then we will hear from heaven. So if we don't do these things, we're not going to hear from heaven. I don't want to take up all the time. I just wanted to encourage you tonight. Oh, Lady Flint, we enjoyed you tonight, woman of God, as you expound on the word of God and allow God to use you. Don't be discouraged. There's not going to be a traffic jam in heaven, y'all. There's not going to be a lot of people. He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lift up his soul unto vanity, take us back, Lord. If I was to sing a song tonight, I would say, take me back, dear Lord, to a place where I first received you. Just want to tell everybody, be encouraged. Release the line so that someone else can get on. We thank you. We love each and every one of y'all. Let's come together, men and women of God, and stop fighting against each other. One heaven, we serve one God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God, my brother Teddy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Powerful man in God. We just thank God for you tonight and your obedience, and we thank God for your support. Hallelujah. We love you. We love you. We love your beautiful queen. There's nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. We love the entire family. We have about 9 nieces and nephews. We thank God for all and each and every person in your family. I thank God that you will be blessed. I thank God for giving you abundantly, more than you can even ask for. We thank God for that your storehouse will be full. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you for the healing in your back. Glory to God. Walk in your healing, my brother. Walk in your healing. He's ready to do it for you. He wants to do it for you. Hallelujah. He's going to do it for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank God on tonight. He is awesome. God is awesome. Oh, my goodness. Boy, I can tell you what, I can just run around this room in here tonight. God is awesome. We used to sing this song back in the day with the kids. I got J-O-Y, joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. I got J-O-Y, joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. Hey, my God. 6447, your line is open.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my soul rejoices tonight. And I just thank him. And I was trying to think of what I could say that would be in addition to what you said. But you said so much, so there's no reason to put in a addition to it. But, you know, I thought about it, and God brought this to me. The old song, I'm not going to sing it, but God's got it all in control. And I've heard people say, he don't have it up. But he has what you allow him to have in your life, in control. And I thank him for that. My testimony, God brought it back to me when I was a young girl growing up. And I used to hear the mothers standing up and testifying and telling the Lord they were storing up their timber. Now, I thought timber was a tree, you know, wood, as a child. And I never figured it out what they were sending up. But now, I praise God. As I lay in the hospital bed, unconscious, I didn't know where I was or who was there with me. From time to time, I could hear voices. And then God gave me to look up. I was up out of my body. I was in a big bubble. And there were demons all around me in the bubble. And they were pricking me with the scars they had. And everywhere they pricked me, it would hurt. And at the top of that bubble, it was the Lord God. And I could not see his face, but see all of his glory, and it was shining so brightly. And I kept telling, Lord, I'm your child. I serve you, Lord. I've loved you from a little girl. God, do this. Help me here. And it looked like he was waiting for me to say something. And I just kept going on and on. And then the Holy Spirit quickened up in me. He said, well, you have the power and authority to get rid of these things yourself. I said, oh, God, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. And I said, in the name of Jesus, through the power and authority is vested in me, I command every one of you demons to take leave from my presence right now. And they went pop, 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 pop. They all left. Hallelujah. We've got to know, church, what God has given us. When we receive the Holy Spirit, when we ask for the Holy Ghost, the gift of the Holy Ghost, oh, glory to God, he doesn't come empty, but he comes packing. Because when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, then we were clean inside and out. We were clean of all the spirits and all the lies, all the whatever used to encompass us. Because God had gotten rid of them and threw them all in the sea of forgetfulness. And that's when the enemy comes back. If you haven't received the Holy Ghost, if you haven't received the Holy Spirit in you, hallelujah, then they get seven more worse than they are and bring them back to torture you and to overtake you. But I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit will remind you. I was trying to do everything I knew, but I was forgetting the one thing that was the most holy thing, that was the best thing, was that I had authority and power over the hands of the enemy. And I praise God for that tonight, for bringing that back to me. Hallelujah. Even though we pray every day and put on the armor of God and hold ourselves with the blood of Jesus. But, you know, it's not enough. Evangelist was telling you that you can sit down and you can talk to Jesus, talk to God. They will talk back to you. I love it when I wake up and I say, good morning, Father. Good morning, Rosa. Good morning, Jesus. They each tell me good morning. And I've been doing this for ages and ages, how much I love them, and they will talk back to you. The thing that we lack in our lives would be the same thing that the Israelites lacked, and that was obedience to God. We can talk with 50 different languages. We can heal everybody in town, but unless we're obedient to him, they get the blessing, but we get the from the I know you're not. Hallelujah. So we want to know that we want to give him praise in all things, praise in everything, no matter what it is. Give God the praise. Our tire blew out and we were on 20, almost to 138, and the tire went out, but we didn't flip over anybody. God let us pull over to the side. And, you know, I thank him. I praise him for that because he had somebody already waiting to help us. He is awesome. Try him. If you haven't tried him, you need to try him because he's an awesome God. Thank him, and I thank God for each one of you. And I ask him to bless you, to be what you need him to be in these times and all times. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God. Now I don't want to end tonight assuming that everybody's saved and, you know exactly where you're going, but we are here to pray with you, for you. And if you don't know God as your personal Savior on tonight, please, please don't get off this line without accepting him on tonight. So if you can press 1, if you want to accept God as your personal Savior tonight or rededicate yourself, press 1 and we'll pray with you on tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord God. All right, we thank God. We know, hey, we got a family full of saved. Hallelujah. Saved. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for salvation. Hallelujah. I just thank God for saving me when he did. Thank you, Jesus. I could have been doing so many other things, and I would have done it good. But I want to do this for God. I want to serve God in an awesome way. In an awesome way. The same way I was clubbing and dancing, I want to dance and club for Jesus. Glory to God. I thank God for tonight. I give an honor to him. I just thank God for the word. I thank God for Holy Ghost boldness, Holy Spirit boldness. I said I wasn't going to sit on him anymore, so God is going to have to continue to give me what to say. I thank God for it. And on tonight, I'm going to ask Pastor Wanda if she has any remarks, and then if she would close us out. So, Pastor Wanda, your mic is open.
Praise God. I said, well, she had called everybody. I had prayed one a good while ago, but I thank God because God has got a way of working everything out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank him for this wonderful, wonderful service. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And I know that the Lord is working from the inside out. I know that he is working in each and every one of us right now. Hallelujah. And that we are all being washed. And I know that it was the Lord, because my mind had reflected back on Evangelist Maria. We were singing songs that all still were Apostle Rosa Arma, and asked her to sing, and she went to singing, joy, joy, joy. And I said, praise God. That's what she went to singing. And I had this song in my mind about taking me back. And then Bishop came on, Boswell came on. He was thinking about the same thing, take me back. And I just said, good Lord, just works in a flow, a wonderful flow. Hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Amen.
Amen. Good night. We love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it in Jesus' name. Have an awesome, blessed week.